in high school.
Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Yehuda Alpe calling for the government to bring a resolution to the war.
We need to establish a governing authority that can be relied upon in Gaza so that we can resume peaceful relations between us and Gaza and between all the states around here. What we really want is peace.
No arrest yet and a cross-country killing spree. Police now identifying the man accused of killing a state trooper in New Mexico who was dispatched to help a stranded driver Friday. 33-year-old Jeremy Smith is also a person of interest in the death of a South Carolina woman. The most Irish city in America is celebrating St. Patrick's Day in traditional style with a parade today that kicks off in South Boston. Nearly a million were there to watch last year's march. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin's healthcare workforce is in critical but stable condition. That's according to an annual industry group report. Mike Moan has more.
Annual findings from the Wisconsin Hospital Association show that health systems around the state have made some hiring gains following some worrisome years. However, job vacancy rates are at double digits for 8 of 18 health professions, and registered nurses just moved into that territory. WHA's Ann Zink says that's concerning for a key reason.
Registered nurses make up over half of the hospital and health system workforce. So that's very impactful because nurses can fill other gaps on the healthcare team.
Wisconsin is projected to see one out of every four residents reach retirement age by 2030, putting more pressure on demand for services. Providers and state officials are carrying out efforts to reduce staffing turnover in healthcare. The report has specific recommendations, including regulatory changes and expanded use of technology to help see patients. In the meantime, Zeng says the current challenges will be noticed by healthcare consumers.
People have to wait longer for a primary care appointment or a specialty appointment. Sometimes they end up needing to come to an urgent care department or an emergency department to get that access.
Zeng says that creates busier waiting rooms for those settings. And the report's authors say clinics are having a harder time filling certain support staff positions, such as medical assistants and receptionists. As for the bright spots, the WHA says there are more physicians in Wisconsin than there were a decade ago. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Wisconsin headed to the finals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers with a huge upset, beating number 3 ranked Purdue 76-75 in overtime. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously a terrific game, a terrific win for our team against a terrific Purdue team. The determination, the depth that we had to play with because of fouls, how guys stepped up and helped each other out, the execution out of timeouts, and at the end, the defensive play Chucky made there at the end to get a charge. You know, I can go down the list. Just a terrific March game, and excited to watch these guys mature and grow, and they're playing their best basketball right now. This is where you want to be.
So the Badgers take on Illinois today at 2:30 in the finals for the Big Ten tournament. at the Target Center in Minneapolis. In the Big East Finals yesterday, Marquette losing to number 2-ranked UConn, 73-57. The Golden Eagles finished the season with a record of 25-9. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get your Irish green on at Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, with the largest selection of St. Patrick's Day swag in the county, starting at just 99 cents.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll look at next weekend's expo in the Dells and learn how you could become a hunter education instructor. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Joining me once again from Wisconsin Rapids is Jeff Kelmel. Jeff, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
And thank you for the kind words at the end of last week's show. Gosh, I should probably leave you a couple minutes now and then to talk about something. That was very, very kind of you.
Well, you're welcome, Dan. And yeah, I got a chance to, as I said in the message, you know, I'm the one that gets to put the show together and things like that. And so I noticed there was a little bit of time I could fill, and I was glad you gave me that time because, you know, I wasn't able to make it to your events, and I wish I could have. And you know, everything that I have been able to do in this world of outdoor media and things like that has really tied back to, you know, you giving me a chance, and you know, us just kind of meeting on the ice after a random email together. So it was very cool to see you succeed, and it's great that you've been able to kind of take me along for it.
Well, and of course, you've got a lot of native talent that anyone who knows you and has seen your work or heard your work would attest to. Maybe I gave you a push in the right direction, but you did most of it yourself. So anyway, we can congratulate each other here and fill the whole show, and nobody wants to hear that. Did you go to Oklahoma last week?
I did. That's one of the reasons why I didn't make it to some of your stuff there was making a trip to Oklahoma. I had to pick up the trailer for the year, had to drop off some other boats down there, and Eileen was able to come with me, and that was kind of neat because she's never come to Oklahoma with me before. Neat. She has never seen the operation, and you know, she works for me in the summertime when she's off as a teacher, and so it was kind of neat that she was able to make that trip with me, and it was without children, so you know, we got a little time away from the kids as well, and a lot of windshield time to sit and talk.
Yeah, well, and now you are ready for a season of competition, right?
Yeah, and it starts next week, Spring Valley, Illinois, MWC, first event of the year each year.
All right. And you got Robert a new shotgun. How's that working out?
Did, yeah. So I picked him up a TriStar 20-gauge compact semi-auto shotgun, kind of a step up from a single shot 410 that my grandfather had gifted him, and we're gonna give that a try and see how comfortable he is with it. You know, weight wise I think it's good. Needs to adjust the length of pull a little bit if we're gonna do some wing shooting and sporting clays. I think for turkey hunting he's gonna be all set. We got a red dot on there, ready to go, got things patterned in with some nice turkey loads, and you know, there won't be too many excuses left for him to be able to pop a bird here this spring at least.
All right. Well, I hope he gets a chance during the youth hunt or the regular season. I know you have to juggle your turkey hunting with your tournament schedule, but I'm sure you'll get some days in.
Yeah, for sure. For the youth season, he's already looking forward to it. He wants to go scouting right away.
Good. Well, gosh, you mentioned the events I had last week. It was an absolutely crazy week. We had a fundraiser for the Outdoor Heritage Education Center last Wednesday night. It was also a roast and toast of me, and I kind of joked there that maybe I'll skip my own funeral. It was amazing. I mean, there were a few jabs. My son John was there, and he shared some stories about fishing with me when he was a kid and even now as an adult. You know, being in the business, you have to take pictures of creatures or video of creatures. And he joked about when he'd catch a fish, I would say, okay, take your hat off, take your sunglasses off, hold the fish out that way, turn it a little, look at the fish, look at the camera, make the fish look at the camera, look at the fish looking at the camera, one more, just one more. I mean, people are just roaring. And of course, he's a comedian, an amateur comedian with Lost in the Woods improv. So he kind of rolled with that. And other people had equally humorous things to share. And we videoed it. Dave Roll was there. So we will do something with that. I don't know what yet. Sure. We're still picking up the pieces. And then the sports show, my goodness, it was a busy 4 days. My Hall of Fame induction was on Saturday. We posted a video on my Facebook page and the Outdoor News Facebook page as well. Bob Masekomer was the MC of that, and his wife Casey managed to record it with two cell phones at once, one vertical, one horizontal. I don't know how she did it, but anyway, we got it and it's posted. And now I'm signing the few autographs that I do, HOF 24. It's an honor I couldn't imagine years ago, and it's just wonderful to be part of that elite group now.
Very cool.
It's remarkable, yeah. Well, there are expos going on still, and this week's giveaway, 4 pairs of tickets to next weekend's open season Sportsman's Expo in the Dells. To enter that drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Mention the expo and leave your name and email address, because we'll be emailing tickets to the winners. Again, 414-297-7554 or dsoradio@gmail.com. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo is this weekend in Wausau. W-I Muskie with a Y, muskieexpo.com. Visit the Wounded Warriors United booth. They've got a raffle going on only this weekend with muskie fishing gear prizes totaling $3,000 in value. And the proceeds from that support fishing trips for veterans. And next Saturday, March 23rd, I'll be teaching a muskie fly fishing seminar as one of 30 classes in the 20th Annual Capital City Chapter of Muskies, Inc., Muskie School. And that's at Wanakee High School. Registration is still open. You get 3 classes, a catered lunch, and you get in on some fantastic raffles and door prizes. To register, sign up at muskieschool.com, and that's muskie with an I-E. muskieschool.com. Sign up by Monday and you get in for $40. It's well worth it, believe me. My Lake of the Woods trip in September is still open. There's a lot of interest at the sports show. If you want to look at it, go to blackisland.com and click on trips and you'll find my name and you'll learn all about that. This week, Thursday, Governor Evers signed a bill making air guns legal to use for hunting during any firearm or muzzleloader season. And if I understand it correctly, as soon as that law is published, it'll go into effect. So turkey hunters will be able to hunt with an air shotgun if they have one. And I'm planning to hunt here this fall with an air rifle. More on that in the weeks ahead. Coming up, audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson of Professional Hearing Care LLC addresses hearing enhancement for turkey hunters. Wisconsin DNR Warden Mike Weber invites listeners to consider training to become a hunter education instructor. And Brandon Senske, he's the sales director for the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, previews next weekend's expo coming to Kalahari in the Dells. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Ozio Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
If you're a muskie angler, you gotta come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reinert, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's muskie with a Y. Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
The Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show is March 23rd and 24th at the Phillips High School. Hi, this is Scott, show director. We have 44 booths in the gym and 32 crafter spaces in the commons area for you to shop. Our food this year is from Fife Barbecue and Ice Cream out of Park Falls. We have a fashion show, too, by Cowgirl Daisy Boutique on Saturday at 1 p.m. And there's lots more going on. We'll see you at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 23rd and 24th.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Yeah. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. They've got serious traction to keep me on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. They come in classic, wide, and relaxed fits, as well as a variety of fashionable styles, including athletic looks, so I don't have to sacrifice style for safety. In fact, my Skechers slip-resistant work shoes look so good, I often wear them when I'm not working. Hey, slips can happen at any time, so even if I'm not at work, my Skechers work shoes are putting in overtime. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Open Season Sportsman's Expo is next weekend, March 22nd through the 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You can learn all about it and get advanced tickets at openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. But joining us for a sneak preview of the expo is the expo sales director, Brandon Senske. Brandon, welcome back and thanks for joining us again.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Now, you are going to be a busy guy. You already are a busy guy this month. You're heading to Ohio this weekend because you got an expo down there. How's that one shaping up?
It's looking good. And, yeah, actually, we had the expo this past weekend in Kansas. So we go Kansas, Ohio, and we end the March season with Wisconsin. But they're all shaping up to be great shows.
You must be a bear for punishment. I did one expo this year, and that was the Milwaukee Sports Show just last weekend. And I guess I'm getting older. That was enough for me. But there were years when I did. As you know, I used to do your show and a bunch of others. But let's talk about the Wisconsin show. First of all, what are the hours? It's at the Kalahari. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. When is it open?
Friday, March 22nd. We'll start at 2 o'clock, and we'll run till 7 p.m. Saturday, March 23rd, we'll be there 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. And Sunday, the 24th, we'll be there 9 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Alrighty. Tell us some of the highlights of who's going to be there.
Yeah, honestly, Dan, selling this show for about 9 years now, I think this is the best list we have yet. We have over 300 vendors coming to the show, and it's heavily focused on really anything in the outdoor industry, but mobile hunting is really big in our industry right now, so if you're coming to look for a saddle or a lightweight tree stand, there's plenty of companies there for that. Really everything across the board, camouflage, knives, if you're coming to book a hunt or fishing trip, there's going to be something there for anyone in the outdoors.
Now, you took over what used to be a deer and turkey expo only, but you've expanded it, haven't you?
We have, yeah. We have a lot of different variety of exhibitors in the hunting industry. We didn't want it to just be focused on deer and turkey. So if you're trying to book a hunt for elk, mule deer, African safari, or if you're trying to learn about fishing, camping, different things in the outdoors, there's a little bit for everyone. It's still really heavily focused on the hunting industry, but there is a little bit for everybody in the outdoors.
Well, let's talk about some of the seminars. You've got quite a lineup of speakers, too.
Yeah, we do. It's going to be action-packed with seminars basically from when we open the door on Friday until when we close on Sunday. If you're trying to learn about how to keep deer on your property, how to plant food plots, how to chase a specific deer, you want to learn about turkey hunting tactics, trapping, or if you want to come watch Byron Ferguson do some impossible shots, there's going to be plenty of seminar action all weekend.
Byron has been a staple of this show as far back as I can remember. When I worked the show in Madison, gosh, he was always there. And he's a crowd pleaser, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He seems to keep doing it very well at a high level. He's something else.
Now, Brandon, all of these shows, of course, have an entry fee. What is the cost to get into your show?
If you go on our website right now, advanced tickets, you can get a ticket for $10. That's openseasonsportsmansexpo.com. And then when the show starts, tickets will be $15 at the door. Kids 12 and under do get in free. So bring the kids, introduce them to the outdoors. They are the future, so let's get them out there.
Now, in addition to Byron shooting his bow and showing us some trick shots, are there any opportunities for folks to shoot bows as well?
We have a shooting lane there. It's put on by the Wisconsin Bow Hunting Association. There's definitely an opportunity for you to practice some archery there.
Wonderful. Another big feature of the show has always been the opportunity to bring your own antlers or bear skull in. Do you have that going on this year?
We do. It always amazes me, Dan, the size of the deer that keep coming year after year out of Wisconsin. Definitely bring your head down, get it into the trophy deer contest. There's plaques, prizes awarded to the winners with that. And this year in particular, any deer head is going to be entered into a random raffle, and you can win a Raven crossbow.
Wow. That's a deal. I should dig out an old head and bring it down.
You should, yeah. The more the merrier.
Yeah, cool. Well, I noticed that among your speakers are Michelle and Art Helen, and I saw them last weekend in Milwaukee. They're always on top of their game, but they should be in top form because they gave a couple seminars at the Milwaukee Sports Show as well.
Good. I'm glad to hear they're warmed up. Yeah, the seminar lineup is really good, I think. If you're coming to learn and get educated, it's going to be the place to be all weekend.
All right. Anything else you want to share with folks who might be coming to the expo?
Say get there early and plan to spend a lot of time there. It's going to be busy. There's a lot to do, a lot to see. So plan on spending a few hours there to walk around and make sure you see everything. And we can't wait to see you guys.
Wonderful. And there is food and refreshments as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We will keep you fed and quench your thirst all weekend.
All right. How about parking?
One of the best things about the new location there at the Kalahari is parking is free.
Yeah, that's a big thing for folks coming from anywhere, really, because we all drive in.
Yeah, Dan, it's very rare to have free parking at these venues, so when you do find it, it definitely is a nice perk.
Absolutely. Well, Brandon, we're going to let you go because I know you've got to hit the ground running for Ohio, and I hope you get a day or two of rest before you come back here and join everybody at Kalahari for the expo on the 22nd. So thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, Dan. I think I'll sleep in April, but thanks.
There you go. Well, you can sleep on your turkey hunting. That's what I do.
There you go.
All right. Brandon Senske, he is the sales director for the Open Season Sportsman's Expos, and he's in Ohio this weekend, but next weekend, March 22nd through the 24th, he'll be at Kalahari Resort in the Dells, and you can learn all about what we talked about and more, and get your tickets ahead of time and save some money at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. I'm Dan Small, more Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of light snow, otherwise clouds and highs in the mid-20s. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20, gusting to 25. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low teens, slight chance of light snow, still a bit breezy. For Monday, mostly cloudy and 31. Currently, 20 degrees.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, Wisconsin, is a full-service hearing health care clinic. Professional Hearing Care is the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com. And I'm actually in the Westby office right now, and that's why it may sound a little different from other interviews I've done. And joining me, or I should say I'm joining her, is audiologist Dr. Allie Anderson. Dr. Allie splits her time between this office in Westby and their office in Fitchburg. And you can call for information to learn more. The number is 608-292-4916. And if you mention that you heard about their services on Outdoors Radio, your first consultation is absolutely free. Now, before we get into our conversation, full disclosure, I am a patient of Professional Hearing Care and have been now for 4 months. And Dr. Allie, thanks for letting me join you again in your office, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yes, I'm glad you're here and you're able to join me at the office. Definitely helps, especially splitting my time between two offices, so I appreciate it.
And it's more fun, we said this last time, more fun, and I think we get a better interview when we are face-to-face rather than on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more of a conversation, as I do with a lot of my patients. Half the appointment, I swear, is chit-chat, which is the best time for me.
Yeah. Well, in addition to chit-chatting, you cleaned my hearing aids and took a little wax out of my ears. Was that normal? It's been, a month at least since I was in?
Yeah, it's a pretty normal. About every 3 months, we'd like to do a deeper cleaning, but some people just produce more than others. So I do have a select few patients where I do deep cleanings every month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So am I one of those wax makers?
I believe so, you are.
Okay. If I were a bee, I'd have a good start on a hive, I guess, wouldn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you presented a symposium on hearing and tinnitus, and we'll get into what that's all about. And you've got another one next week, March 19th, at the Public Library in downtown Mauston. What time is that one?
That's at 6 o'clock at the Public Library in Mauston, right on State Street. Should be a good turnout. We're looking forward to it, just talking all things tinnitus and hearing loss. Very similar to the Westby one, just more question and answer versus presentation, in a sense.
Yeah, there were a lot of people, I think about 40 people there, mm-hmm. and I understand half of them are now patients.
Yeah, it was a really, really good event. So we're able to help a lot of people in this area. Actually, some drove from Minnesota even mm-hmm. over there. So yeah, it was a really successful event, and we're able to help a lot of people start their treatment journey.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, we will come back to what you might expect to learn if you come to the Mauston Symposium, but let's talk about tinnitus. Some people are going, tinnitus, what the heck is that? It's pronounced sometimes tinnitus. Mm-hmm. It's ringing in the ears. What can you tell us about it?
Tinnitus affects 90% of individuals with hearing loss or auditory damage. It's a phantom sound that's heard in the head or the ears. And it truly derives from auditory damage, which can come from noise exposure, firearm use.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
So a lot of my hunters actually have ringing more so in one ear than the other, just because of, the way you hold your firearm. One ear is typically more exposed than the other. So my right-handed shooters, the left ear typically has more tinnitus than the right, and vice versa. Noise exposure is one cause of that auditory damage, and just general aging, and even some medications too. Everyone's different of what triggers the tinnitus, but it's truly a phantom sound. So the brain is looking for the signal it used to receive, but because of the auditory damage, it's not receiving that anymore. So it actually creates the energy that it's missing. And we perceive it as ringing, buzzing, swishing, a low hum, a static, Some even hear a melody. Yeah, everyone's different. It's incredible how our brain works.
That would be nice if I heard a tune rather than in this high-pitched humming or high-pitched buzz, which I barely hear anymore. It's only been 4 months, but you asked me when I came in, how's your tinnitus? And I said, let me take these hearing aids out and listen for a second.
Yeah, I always say, you know the treatment's working when you have to stop and think about it.
Yeah. And one reason we're talking about tinnitus right now is because turkey season is almost upon us. A lot of us will be sitting in the woods quietly, and we want to be able to hear that turkey.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't want to damage our hearing any more than it's already damaged. I'm actually looking forward to how much better I'm going to be able to hear turkeys gobbling and approaching. I got these hearing aids just before gun deer season, and it made a difference. But turkey season is even, you know, you're even more dependent on your hearing. I'm hoping, assuming I'm going to have a better experience hearing what's going on in the woods. Now, you've turkey hunted, I think, with your grandfather, right?
Yeah, I turkey hunted a lot with my grandfather. I was just thinking back to your treatment with turkey hunting coming up. And now that we're getting a lot of those higher pitches back, the turkey calls are all high pitch and scratchy. And I'm very curious on how you're going to do just in general. But yeah, I went turkey hunting a lot growing up. And that when you were talking about turkey season is coming up, the first thing that came to mind was the smell of the spring morning and the morning dew. That's immediately what I remember. And then messing with all the turkey calls before and after the hunt, but never actually doing the calls myself. Yeah, that was always a fun time.
Yeah, it certainly is. And the woods come alive. You hear all kinds of birds, not just turkeys. And I know I will hear songbirds now that I haven't heard for years. You know, we've talked to people. Odell Solverson, one of your patients, was on, a couple months ago, and he talked about walking out on his deck and saying, oh my gosh, I can hear these birds, which I didn't hear before.
Yeah, the birds, the frogs, it's incredible the soft sounds that you miss out on, because those are what go first.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're trying to enjoy that peace and quiet turkey hunting, a lot of times that's when the ringing actually gets worse, because the brain has not a lot of stimulation going up there.
Yeah, and that's when I used to hear it. And my son, as you know, has tinnitus, and he told me he was here in Wisconsin last week for the sports show and for that crazy roast that we did the night before the sports show, which I will be talking about elsewhere on the show here. But and he told me that he only thinks of the tinnitus when somebody brings it up or when he's sitting quietly in the woods. And he had his hearing tested recently, and the audiologist said that he was normal for his age.
That comment always hurts kind of deep down to hear that. Like, this hearing loss is normal for your age. What does that even mean? Any degree of hearing loss is a major problem, because we're depriving the brain from the sound that it once heard. So whenever I hear I have tinnitus, and there was a reason why he went and got his hearing tested in the first place, probably has a hard time hearing in background noise or clarity of speech. And any degree of hearing loss or auditory damage is an issue because of the risk of cognitive decline and dementia. So mild hearing loss can actually increase your risk by as much as 200%. If you catch it early and treat it early, your treatment outcomes are so much better than if you were to wait longer, because that ear-to-brain connection is strong in the early stages. As the hearing loss progresses, that ear-to-brain connection actually starts to fade and become a lot weaker. Treating that gets much more difficult on my end and the patient's end as well.
So I hear you saying that John maybe ought to talk to another audiologist or look into this a little more deeply.
Yeah, for sure. And even going to Excellence in Audiology, you'll find clinics who have the same mindset as we do. Any degree of hearing loss or tinnitus is worth treating for our overall brain health in general.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm sold on it, and you know that.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the symposium. What can someone expect to learn from that symposium?
My main focus for my symposiums are to talk about what hearing loss is, we define it, and how it's truly connected to our brain health. So we go over the symptoms that our patients start to perceive and then how those symptoms actually transpire in the brain and how it's related to our overall brain health. And then at the end, I talk about how the medical treatment of hearing loss and tinnitus can improve those symptoms as well as reduce the risk of cognitive decline dementia. So that's the main focus and the takeaway. I know that was kind of a lot, but I go through an exercise with everybody together to show the different parts of the brain, just to show that early treatment, truly, so many people don't start treatment because of, you know, stigma of I'm getting older or I'm not ready yet was a big one, or cost is a big one. And I think really it dives down to, is it going to be worth my time and is it going to be worth my money? And that symposium, I try to break through those barriers and answer as many questions as possible to just help with the educational piece.
And you certainly did, because you gained a number of patients who probably were thinking about their hearing loss or they wouldn't have come in the first place, but they pulled the trigger, so to speak. You know, they made that decision to do something about it.
Absolutely. And it takes on average 7 to 10 years for someone to walk into my office. And if a symposium takes that 7 years down to 3 years, I did my job as an audiologist. Because I'd say part of my job is treating a patient. The other part of my job is educating. And that's what I hope to do.
And if it takes that 3 years down to a week or so, that's even better.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes, for sure.
I don't think we talked about it this time, but tinnitus cannot be cured.
Correct.
But hearing loss can be improved, and that can help reduce the effect of tinnitus.
Yeah, 90% of the time I'm able to reduce the awareness of tinnitus with my patients. And by treating the auditory damage, we'll help your hearing and help reduce that tinnitus because we're giving the brain the information that it's looking for.
And Lord knows my brain needs information.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with you on that, but mine too.
All right. Well, Dr. Ali, thank you so much for letting me invade your office here once again. And thanks for tweaking my hearing aids. And
maintenance is key.
Maintenance is important. I look forward to seeing you again. And folks, if you want to learn more, you can go to profhearingcare.com. There's no registration or pre-registration required for the Mauston event.
Correct. You can just show up, Mauston Library at 6 o'clock right on State Street.
Okay. And that is Tuesday, March 19th, 6 p.m. in Mauston. And remember, if you want to call them for more information, the number is 608-292-4916. And if you mention that you heard about it on Outdoors Radio or mention my name, your first consultation is absolutely free. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Fort Dodge, Iowa, outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public art and studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit DodgeTheOrdinary.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking our picturesque trails to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters.
Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
If you're a muskie angler, you gotta come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo March 15, 16, and 17 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reinert, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 15, 16, and 17 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's muskie with a Y.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, slight chance of light snow, otherwise clouds and highs in the mid-20s. Winds out of the northwest, 15 to 20, gusting to 25. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low teens, slight chance of light snow, still a bit breezy. For Monday, mostly cloudy and 31. Currently, 20 degrees.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. We're just about at the end of the hunting and fishing license year, and a lot of folks will be buying new licenses before April 1st, and this is also the time of year when new hunters are taking the hunter education course so they can hunt this spring or fall. And joining us now to talk about hunter education and the need for new hunter education instructors is Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Administrative Warden Mike Weber. Mike, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Dan. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Now, you and I were both at the Milwaukee Sports Show last weekend, but I think we were both so busy, I never saw you there.
Yeah, definitely. Tried to come see you, but just like you, yeah, we were pretty busy over in our corner there talking with folks about hunter education, the safety messaging, course enrollment, and, of course, some of those instructor recruitment and retention ideas that we work on. And then we actually had our inflatable hoverball archery range there, of course, which was really popular amongst the kids, and we're really successful in teaching a lot of people with inexperience kind of those safe fundamentals of shooting archery, which was really neat to see.
Yeah, it was a great show, and I'm glad I was there, and like you, I'm catching up now this week. So you talked to a lot of people about hunter education. What are the options for someone who wants to get certified, say a youngster who wants to hunt, or someone who is an adult who's never hunted?
So essentially for hunter education, we have three options. Those under the age of 18, there's two options. They can either attend, it's a traditional in-person course. Usually it's no more than 19 hours. It's usually between 2 to 3 weeks and multiple days during those weeks where they go in, work with instructors, and learn, you know, those basic fundamentals of being safe, the different carries, shooting techniques, and things like that. We also have the Internet Plus Field Day course. That's a combined course where the student will go online, basically accomplish the same kind of training, basic things that they would go through for the in-person, for those safe fundamentals of shooting, safety reminders, and then they go to a one-day test out, again, with those instructors that make sure that that student is proficiently able to demonstrate, again, those safe firearm handling skills, the fence crossing, and just, again, all of the basic safety information that's present in the traditional course. We also have an online-only hunter education certification, but again, that option is only available to those that are 18 years of age or older.
Okay, so three options, and these courses are taught by instructors who are certified. Who teaches these courses? Who are these instructors?
Yeah, so our instructors are all volunteers, and they are honestly, you know, the backbone of the program. The Hunter Ed program was taken over by the DNR in 1967, and since that time, we've, of course, had over 1 million students certified by over 20,000 different volunteer instructors. Like I said before, we really rely heavily on volunteer instructors. They do a lot of great work. Obviously, you know, that the trend in those annual hunting incidents has dramatically decreased throughout the years, and that work really says a lot about the accomplishment and the work and dedication of those volunteer instructors.
Do you need new instructors?
Yeah, we rely on those instructors to put on those courses, and we really appreciate the work they do. But again, we're always looking towards the future, and, you know, instructors, they end up retiring and being done with the program, so we're always recruiting new instructors for the future. And obviously, our current instructors are a great resource in teaching those instructors as well. There's two ways to get certified. The first way to get certified is those instructors can serve as what's called an apprentice. So they work really closely under a sponsoring instructor, and they have to teach a minimum of 2 courses within an 18-month period. The other way is to attend a training session put on by what's called an outdoor skills trainer, or OST. That training is typically anywhere between 5 to 7 hours, and again, that OST will go through all of the lesson plans, policies and procedures, and all the information that the instructor would need to be successful in the course.
How many instructors do you have statewide currently?
We currently have about 2,600 instructors statewide right now.
These aren't positions like a warden's job, are they?
Different counties will vary, and of course, like I said, it's a volunteer thing, so the amount of instructors per county can vary year to year. But as a program, obviously, we really try and look at that and recruit in areas where we think we may need more. But again, you know, as you know, having additional instructors is always a good thing. More instructors means the opportunity to conduct more courses. And again, having those instructors getting to work with our current instructors, especially some of the ones who have been around for a long time, and then putting on those courses is just a great resource and a great way for us to get them trained up.
Are there enough courses right now scheduled to meet the demand?
Yeah, we've got quite a few courses. I know I had looked earlier this month, and I believe there was over 70 traditional courses listed statewide, and probably close to that number in those internet field day options. We always tell people, of course, you know, if you're thinking about hunting this year for the first time, or, you know, you want to take a hunter ed course, now is really the time to enroll with that spring, early summer thing. As you know, our courses fill up really fast. There's a high demand for them. So if anyone's thinking about taking a course, now is the time to enroll before, you know, it could be too late in the fall when, of course, things get busier. And some of those instructors, of course, like anyone else, like to spend a lot of time in the woods as well.
And how does one sign up for a course?
Those who are looking to be an instructor, probably one of the best ways to do it, if they go online, they can type in the Wisconsin DNR Outdoor Skills Trainer, or OST. That'll bring them to a map that they can click and download, and then they can go direct and contact their local OST. We have 5 different OSTs throughout the state who cover different regions. And like I said, those OSTs are the ones that provide the training and instruction to instructors. Those instructors have to be at least 18 years of age or older. They have to be a graduate of a hunter education course. And then, of course, like anything else, we also conduct a short background check on them as well.
Okay, so there are options to get certified so that someone who might want to become a hunter ed instructor could do that in time to offer courses this year yet?
Yep, there's those 2 different options. One of the probably quicker options that we talked about before would be to attend the 1-day, 5 to 7 hour certification under the OST, or there's the apprenticeship option where they teach 2 courses under a sponsoring instructor. An applicant who would be interested in an instructor could get certified fairly quickly and be ready to teach courses this year.
Okay, once again, give us the link on the website.
Probably the best way would be to search Wisconsin DNR OSTs, or go to the DNR webpage and search OST or Outdoor Skills Trainer. It'll bring you to the webpage with a map of the 5 different OSTs who cover the different regions. And then depending upon what county you are, you can contact the OST responsible for your area for the process on how to become an instructor, and then, of course, those available trainings around the state.
Okay. Well, Mike, we're going to let you go, but thanks so much for that information. I hope that some of our listeners will be inspired to join the ranks of the hunter education instructors and help more people learn to become safe hunters.
Thanks again for having me, Dan. I appreciate it. We enjoy the work that our volunteer instructors do in the program and are always looking for more folks to get involved. So thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Mike Weber. He is the Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Administrative Warden. And as he mentioned, if you go on the DNR website and just type in outdoor skills trainer in the search box. You can learn all about how you might become a hunter ed instructor. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Osseo Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking our picturesque trails to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Fort Dodge, Iowa, outdoor and entertainment adventures are awaiting you. Discover Iowa's largest off-highway vehicle park, Gypsum City OHV Park, with 60 miles of trails, mudding areas, tracks, and an obstacle course. The area also boasts water, paved mountain bike, and equestrian trails. Head into town to enjoy public art and studios, an orchard, aquatic center, and family entertainment venue. Fill up with excellent Korean cuisine, pizza, ice cream, craft beer, or local wines. For more information, visit DodgeTheOrdinary.com.
Thanks, spring. Hop on over to Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Indulge in exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy nightly specials Wednesday through Saturday featuring delights like Shrimpalooza, Friday Fish Fry Frenzy, and Saturday Savory Prime Rib. Don't miss our Easter buffet. Reserve your table now at 715-762-4447. We'll be closed March 11th through March 21st for spring cleaning. Northwoods Supper Club, where every meal is a memory. Just look for the big deer.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Save big money on your fencing projects now at Menards. Add privacy and security to your home with AC2 pressure-treated pre-assembled wood fence panels. They're pressure-treated to protect from the elements and are pre-assembled for fast and easy installation. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fencing design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Explore all of our fencing options and check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Get your Irish green on at Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, with the largest selection of St. Patrick's Day swag in the county, starting at just 99 cents.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they have more than 100 boats on display, and they've got big rebates on Crestliner boats through March 31st. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo next weekend at Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, openseasonsportsmansexpo.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, it's on in the Milwaukee area, Milwaukee PBS, of course, but you can watch past shows on